Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
if the clitoris and the vulva are starting to fuse together and are appearing as one, what should be done? Is this okay, or will it have to be pulled apart by a doctor?
I think it's pretty fantastic that you're looking at your own genitals and have a sense of what is normal or not normal for your own body. Not all women have seen their vulva even once or know the names of their genital body parts, so it's impressive to me that you know these things. The clitoris is bigger than it looks from the outside. Although about a quarter to a half an inch of the gland's clitoris can be seen externally, there are two branches of the clitoris that go backward into the body. The gland's clitoris, the part that can be seen from the outside, sometimes seems to fuse to the clitoral hood. The glands may even appear to be trapped inside the clitoral hood. Changes to the structure of the vulva, whether to the clitoris or the vaginal lips, can occur as part of menopause when estrogen levels decrease or as a result of a genital skin condition such as one called lichen sclerosus. And while clitoral or labial fusion more typically happens to adult women, it can also occur to infant girls or to children or teenagers. If you have questions about your genital appearance, I would encourage you to check in with a gynecologist or a dermatologist who has expertise in genital skin health and disease. You can find such a specialist through the International Society for the Study of Vulvovaginal Disease. Their website is www.issvd.org. In some cases, treatments such as topical creams may be used to reverse changes to parts of the vulva. Treatments may be more effective if a medical condition is caught early or treated. In some cases, if a problem has been allowed to persist without treatment, it can be more difficult to restore through the use of creams. That is why I would encourage you to check in with a specialist sooner rather than later, just in case.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.